Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords. Conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, light of the world, is His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travels this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men. Surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
To face, oh, see,
that wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hand. Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah, or man you will surely fail. Your folly is your reward. Better a dinner of herb where love is than feasting where there is wrath. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail. Oh yeah, na na. Upright, for this is the time that will tell, when the righteous one shall stand up strong. Oh, why did the heathen rage? All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the works of Jehovah. Amen. Sing the dark sayings of old. Doth not wisdom and knowledge stretch forth her hands? Unto you, O children, I cry. All the words of my mouth speak righteousness. All the days of my life will tell. Take heed of the words of Jehovah. Amen, you will surely fail.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth man knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers, or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. When I said, my foot slippeth, Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which frameth mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense, and my God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity, and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
מזמור צד ד. אל נקמות אדוני, אל נקמות הופיע. הנשא שופט הארץ, השב גמול על גאים. עד מתי רשעים אדוני, עד מתי רשעים יעלוזו? יביעו ידברו עתק, יתאמרו כל פועלי אבן. עמך אדוני ידכאו, ונחלתך יענו. אלמנה וגר יהרוגו, ויתומים ירצחו. ויאמרו לא יראה יה, ולא יבין אלוהי יעקב. בינו בוערים בעם, וכסילים מתי תשכילו? הנוטע אוזן הלא ישמע, אם יוצר עין הלא יביט. היוסר גויים הלא יוכיח, המלמד אדם דעת. אדוני יודע מחשבות אדם, כי המה הבל. אשרי הגבר אשר תייסרנו יח, ומתורתך תלמדנו. להשקיט לו ממי רע, עד יקרא לרשע שחד. כי לא יטוש אדוני עמו, ונחלתו לא יעזוב. כי עד צדק ישוב משפט, ואחריו כל ישרי לב. מי יקום לי עם מרעים? מי יתייצב לי עם פועלי אבן? לולא אדוני עזרת לי, כמעט שכנה דומה נפשי. אם אמרתי מה תרגלי, חסדך אדוני נסעדני. ברוב שר אפי בקרבי, תנחומך ישעשעו נפשי. הי חוברך כיסא אבות, יוצר עמל עלי חוק. יגודו על נפש צדיק, ודם נקי ירשיעו. ויהי אדוני לי למשגב, ואלוהי לצור מחסי. וישב עליהם את אונם, וברעתם יצמיתם, יצמיתם אדוני אלוהינו, 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 אלוהינו.
Only my life class, yeah, Mr. Jah, Rastafari, a winner race naturally, I won, Abu Hausen a train, it's my time enough. A time ghetto youth to shine up. So welcome to my world, a world full of experiences and realities. I mean to teach and preach to both the poor and rich. I mean to inform, educate and entertain as well. But before that, let's acknowledge the presence of the Almighty. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Olio Na Adonai. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kokam Na Adonai, we will praise and lift. Gladia. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, Me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship Yahweh through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right on me. In this world, why won't there's no one like you? So I will never replace you. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, Adonai. Yeshua is still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come not alone. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. You stay with me. True was my hustle. My Lord is my savior. True was my struggle. He is my armor. In my battle, he made me conquer, so we gave him the mantle. King of kings, Lord of lords, stripe of Judah and the conquering lion. Bonani Mada, Bonazi Ago, Yebusele, Moko Beni Samako. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Oliona Adonai. His two angels still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Open up my eyes to see your work them. Open up my ears to hear your voice them. Not forgetting my nose for the sense of smell. Open up my lips so that I can tell them. Give me more strength to do your work. Strengthen my heart to worry your faith. Give me more life to witness the blessed day. Open up my mind for me to understand. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Oliona Adonai. His true angel was still the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El can come na Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your power and through your blood, through your teachings and through your word, me have no doubt that you are my Lord. So I will praise and worship you through your teachings and through your book. You shall one of a blessing right by me. That is good while you walk, no other like you. So I will never El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Oliona Adonai. His two angels do the same. By the power of the name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El come from the Adonai. We will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Only my real life last year I wish it so. That's the fire.
Boom again, Shalom Chaparim. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have
Psalm 50.
Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le'asaf, Asaf. Asaf, 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 Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
even the Lord,
Adonai,
has spoken,
Adonai,
the Lord has spoken,
Adonai,
the Lord has spoken,
Adonai,
the Lord.
Diber vayikra aretz,
and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof.
Mimizrach shemesh ad mevo'o.
Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty,
the perfection of beauty.
Mitzion michlal yofi, michlal yofi, michlal yofi, michlal yofi.
God hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined, hath shined.
Yavo Eloheinu,
Yavo Eloheinu, Yavo Eloheinu.
Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me. those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the...
Ar'ennu beyesha Elohim.
Salvation of God, 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 salvation of God.
The guiding star is running in the sky. The guiding star is running in the sky. Suppose that star should ever fall, what would you think would happen?
Well, I've been a Rasta from ever since, you know. But it's not how long I've been a Rasta, it's how long it takes to grow up. Because what is what is, from the beginning to the end, it can never change. So we're not Rasta from creation.
From far, driving a bus, bicycle or car, light like a flower on your black like tar. He said that him a me guiding star. Be holy, my brethren, thou shalt not slumber nor sleep. And the hungry must be fed and the blind must be led. Things and time is getting dread. Two shall be in the bed and one taken away. Behold my brethren, if you're righteous, you'll be brave. Cause I am a guiding star. It's a time of guiding star. And I am a guiding star. It's a once there is life, there is hope. Around I am a neck when I go through on the road. Cause I am a guiding star. And I am a guiding star. It's a render me heart and not me garment. So make we stick to Jaja commandments. Make we come parasite and pestilence. Cause a Jaja him a me guiding star. You could have push and cat and ride and kick cat. Once you have the love of Jaja in your heart, you and your brethren could have never part. Cause a Jaja him a me guiding star. Mr. Jaja him a me guiding star. Mr. Jaja him a me guiding star. Why do we the rest? False rulers of the earth have set themselves in their position. While them building them nuclear and atomic weapons, I'll be happy to give praise to the whole of us. Make we power up on Zion, where we come from. Cause every little youth shall play with the lion.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study. For this Shabbat strong,
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 Shabbat
strong.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom. Here. Fourth Aliyah here for the fourth day here, the midway day. They call it Wednesday, the fourth day of the Shavua right here for Wisdom Wednesday. Here we're in the 20th weekly Torah portion, sabbatical study for Shabbat, Tetzaveh. Shabbat Tetzaveh, modern Hebrew Tetzaveh, ancient Afro-Shemitic pointing to Tetzaveh, thou shalt command. We also have today's daily psalm, Yisrael, Yasharala, Arain, the 50th psalm. You know, just got to hear right there, going to do a build on it. But right here, Shema Yisrael, fourth day's Aliyah right here, for thou shalt command. Here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth uprising, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat is our Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 29, verse 1, for the Revi'i, the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat, Tetzaveh, Sabbath, thou, male, shall command. HaKohuna, the priesthood, the third item, the consecration of HaKohanim, the filling of the hailing 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 of the hailing. And here, Shema Yisrael, here for the Revi'i, here for the fourth Aliyah, the fourth reading, the fourth uprising, here for this Shabbat, Shabbat Tetzaveh, Sabbath thou, male, shall command. Here, picking up with the second book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, that is called Exodus. Here, Exodus chapter 29, verse 1, for the Revi'i, the fourth reading, fourth up offering here for this Shabbat, it's our Sabbath vow, male shall command. Hakohuna, the priesthood. The third item, the consecration of Hakohanim, the filling of the hands. Consecration, the filling of the hands of Hakohanim, of the priests, the offering. With the Hadavara Ashara Ta'isel Lahem, Lit Adeshotam, Lit Kahin Lia, Lit Achapara Echada, Denna Bakara, We Elima Shinaima Titni. And this is the thing, and this the thing that thou shalt do to them, to hallow them, to set them apart, to eilify them, to minister to me, to I in the priest's office. Take one young bullock and two rams without blemish. Vizeh ha-davar, and this is the thing. Vizeh ha-davar, and this, vizeh, and this. Ha-davar, and this the thing. Asher ta'isel lahem, that thou shalt do lahem to them a likadesh. Likadesh, to set them apart. Likadesh otam, to set them apart. Li kahen li, to minister to I in the priest's office. Li kahen li. Li achpar echada ben abakar. Take one young bullock. Li achpar echad ben bakar. With elim ashnaim tim and two rams. We'elim shenayim and two elim we'elim shenayim to me without blemish, and unleavened bread and cakes unleavened tempered with oil, and wafers unleavened anointed with oil. Wheaten flour shalt thou make them, and thou shalt put them into one basket, and bring them in the basket with the bullock and the two rams, and Aharon and Aaron and his sons. Thou shalt bring to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou then shalt wash them with water. Petach, petach ohel ha-moed. The door of the tent of meeting. Ve'et ha-herona ve'et ha-banayo ha-tri illa petach ohel ha-moed with rachat petach otam ba-mayim. And Aaron and his sons, thou the eye shall bring to the door, the petach, the door of the tent of meeting, the ohel ha-moed. With rachatta otam, and wash them b'mayim, with water. The order for the Kohen Gadol, the order for the high priest. Verse 5. And thou shalt take the garments and put upon Aaron the coat, and the robe of the ephod, and the ephod, and the breastplate, and gird him with the curious girdle of the ephod. And thou shalt put the mitre, the turban, upon Rosho, his ras, his head, his rosh, and put the holy crown upon the mitre. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil and pour upon Rosho, his rosh, his ras, his head, and anoint him. Willakachta etaha bidadim, and thou shalt take the garments. Willakachta etaha bidadim, where he labashta etaherona, and put and dress them upon Aaron. Etaha kutonet, the tunic, where eta me'il ha ephod, and the robe of the ephod, where eta ha ephod, and the ephod, where eta ha choshen, and the choshen, the breastplate, where afadta, where afadta lo'u, and gird him with afadta lo'u, and gird him Be'cheshava ha'efod, with the skillfully woven band of the efod. Wisamta ha mitzvah nesetta ala rosho, and thou shalt set the mitre, the turban, upon rosho, his rosh, his ras, his head. Wisamta ha mitzvah nesetta ala rosho, wenatata eta nezer ha kodesha ala ha mitzvah nesetta, and put the holy crown. And put the holy crown with Natata Eta Nezer. Et Nezer, the Nezer, the Nezer, Nazar, the Nezer. With Natata Eta Nezer Ha Kadesh Allah Ha Nitsenefet. And put the holy crown upon the mitre, upon the turban. With Lakachta Eta Shemen Ha Mishacha. Then shalt thou take the anointing oil. With Lakachta. With lakachta, and I may take et shemen hamishcha, hamishcha, the oil of anointing, the shemen hamishcha, taking the anointing oil. With yazakta, the yazakta, and pour. With yazakta al rosho, and pour upon rosho. With yazakta al rosho, ua mashachta oto. And anoint him, u ma shachta oto, and christen, anoint, price him, anoint him. The order of Hakohanim, the order of the priests, verse 8. And thou shalt bring his sons, and put coats upon them. And thou shalt gird them with girdles, Aharon u banayo, Aaron and his sons, and put the bonnets on them. And the priest's office shall be theirs for a perpetual statute. And thou shalt consecrate Aaron and his sons, and thou shalt fill the hands, and thou shalt fill the hands of Aaron and his sons. Ueta banayo atakri, wehi labashtama kutonet, and thou shalt bring his sons and put the kutonet, put the tunics upon them. With chagarta odama avneka aharon ubanayo, we chavashta lahem, niga baota we hayita lahem, kuhune le chukato olam, ua mileta yad Aharon with Yad Banayo. And thou shalt gird them, and thou shalt gird them with girdles. With Chagarta Otam Avnate. Aaron and his sons, Aharon Ubanayo. And bind head ties on them. With Chavashta, with Chavashta lahem mi gabaot, and bind head ties on them. And they shall have the priesthood by a perpetual statute. With Haita lahem, and it shall be for them, with Haita lahem kahuna, the priesthood, lechukata olam, by a statute forever, lechukata olam, and thou shalt consecrate, fill their hands, u mileta yad, and filling the hands of Aharon with yad banayo, and thou shalt fill the hands of Aharon and his sons, u mileta. Umleta yada herona yada banayu, and filling the sun, consecrating and filling the sun. The order for the sacrifices, verse 10. And thou shalt cause a bullock to be brought before the ohel ha-moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aaron and his sons shall put their hands upon the rosh, the head of the bullock, and thou shalt kill the bullock lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah by the petach, by the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and thou shalt take of the blood of the bullock and put upon the horns of HaMizbeach, the altar, with thy finger, and pour all Hadam, the blood, beside the bottom of HaMizbeach, the altar, and thou shalt take all the fat that covereth the inward, and the caul, that is, above the liver, and the two kidneys, and the fat that upon them, and bun upon HaMizbeach, and bun them upon the altar, but the flesh of the bullock and his skin, and his dung, shalt thou bun with fire without the camp. It is a chata'at, a sin offering. Thou shalt also take one ram, and Aharon and Aaron, Ubanayo and his sons, shall put their hand upon the rosh, upon the head of the ram. And thou shalt slay the ram, and thou shalt take damo, his blood, and sprinkle round about upon HaMizbeach, upon the altar. And thou and the eyes shall cut the ram in pieces, and wash the inwards of him, and his legs, and put him to his pieces, and to rosho, and to his head. And thou shalt burn the whole ram upon HaMizbeach, the Mizbeach, the altar. It a burnt offering la Yahuwah to Jehovah, it a sweet savor, an offering made by fire to Jehovah, where he katarta et kolaha ayil ha mizbeach ola hu la Yahuwah reyach michoach Isha la Yahuwah hu. And thou shalt make the whole ram smoke upon the altar. Vehikatarta, according to smoke, etokolaha, ayil, ha, nizabeyaha, olahu. It is a burnt offering. He is a burnt offering. Olahu, la Yahuwah. Olahu, la Yahuwah. Reyach nechocha ishe la Yahuwah. It is a sweet savor. Reyach nechoach. Reyach nechoach. Ishe, an offering. Ishe la Yahuwah. An offering, a fire offering. Ishe la Yahuwah. A fire offering, an offering made by fire to Jehovah.
You see, you think, oh, how primitive, you know, how primitive these people were sacrificing to their God. It's like, you know, those people weren't stupid. And this is not primitive. Whatever it is, it's not primitive. It's sophisticated beyond belief, because the idea, as I already pointed out, is that you could sacrifice something of value and that would have transcendent utility. And that is by no means an unsophisticated idea. In fact, it might be the greatest idea that human beings ever came up with. It's an answer to the problem that's put forward in the story of Adam and Eve, right? Because we became self-conscious, and then we discovered the future, and then we knew we were going to die, and then we knew we were vulnerable, and then we became ashamed, and then we developed the knowledge of good and evil, and then we got thrown out of paradise. It's like, that's a big problem. So what the hell are you going to do about it? Well, sacrifice. That's the hypothesis. Well, that's a hell of a hypothesis, man. That's what we're doing. You made plenty of sacrifices, even to sit in this theater, and many people made plenty of sacrifices to have a theater like this exist, and many people made sacrifices so that we could actually freely engage in the dialogue that we're engaging in a theater like this. And so it's like all of this is built on sacrifice, and sacrifice bloody well better work, because we do not have a better idea.
You really think it's easy being an artist? But you don't know that the sacrifice we make, the journeys we take. That's why I'm here telling straight. Never see the right and the wrong side. You only see the fame and the limelight. You only see a rising star. But you never know that I come from far. The long journeys and the tiring trips. When I'm on the road, love fills me up in chips. Today I'm in Trinidad. Tomorrow in Brazil for a big, big show. I've got to work. I've got to pay the price. I've got to work. I've got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get up your ass. Got to work. Got to sacrifice. Got to work. In a this your life. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will see. Go to the north and I go south. I go east, west, so I'm all about doing my work, of course. Chatting with the most, I am well on course. Radio interviews and the sound check. Jingles, the plate, and I just can't forget. Well, if at times I practice to bring my people to truth music. So I've got to work. I've got to pay the price. I've got to work. Got to sacrifice. Respect to the working class. Lazy body better get off your ass. Got to work. Got to sacrifice. Got to work. Got to pay the price. When you put your shoulder to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will feel. Oh, you've got to work. Got to sacrifice. You've got to work. In a day your life. Respect to the working class. They know you reap the benefits at last. Working class, lazy body better get up your ass. Got to work, got to sacrifice, got to work. In a busy life, when you put your shoulders to the wheel, what a good, good sight you will see.
Shalom, Chabarim, Shalom, your Queen Omega right there. Make a sacrifice. In the fourth Aliyah was pointing that out. What is sacrifice really? Especially in as we grow spiritually, you know, from the ancient days and understanding and really understanding what these words and these actions symbolize and a better way to do and a better way to be human. You know, I say human in the sense of creating the image after the likeness of the divine, male and female, he created them. Yeah. You know, that's before the so-called fall. But here, 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 we have today's daily psalm. We have Psalm 50, the 50th psalm. Praise for, yeah, not the swift, right? But those who can endure. The 50th psalm right here. And the theme is Yisrael, Israel, Yisrael or Yasher Allah, if you please. Yisrael, arraign, Israel's arraignment psalm right here. And on that theme concerning sacrifice, I think, yeah, this is the song right here. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, and thy burnt offerings are continually, always, constantly before I. Yahweh Eloheinu says, he says, I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy fold, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Wow, that verse right there, the cattle upon a thousand hills. But check this, it's the next verse right here, reading from the more Hebraic right here. So, you know, King James wise, it might be a little bit different, but bringing this out. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Do I eat the flesh of bulls? Did the divine really eat the flesh of bulls? Or did the fire eat the flesh? You know, and it says that consuming fire, you know, that consuming fire, Eish Okla, right, they're consuming in fire. Or he says, drink the blood of goats. You know, the blood was basically poured out into the ground. Interesting. The animal was burnt, like, you know, and the smoke, the savor, the smell and the smoke ascended. It went up. We could say Shemaim, the heavens, right? And the blood was poured into the ground. You have some metaphor right there, heaven. You know, one might say heaven, heat, you know, and earth, she. Right there it says, offer to Elohim the sacrifices of what? Thanksgiving. So even here in today's daily psalm is pointing to a higher type. You know, as we grow, you know, when we were children, as we grow, no longer children, but we can see that pointing the way is even right here in today's daily psalm. We're in verse 14 here, but the numbering we know is different in the KJ. Oh, no, I think it's the same, actually. Yeah, the KJV should be verse 14. Sometimes a little bit different numbering, but this verse here, offer to Elohim the sacrifices of thanksgiving, of thanksgiving. It's interesting, the sacrifices of thanksgiving, right? The sacrifice of thanksgiving, and pay thy vows to Elyon. Pay thy vows to the Most High. Oh, the tune earlier, the El Shaddai tune right there, that was Iwan right there. But here, today's daily psalm, let's hear the Hebrew right here, look with double eyes and the judgment time. Rhythm, and then go through a kind of an overview and see how much on today's daily song we can get a build on as well. Also, we have the Hebrew Trinity, right? You know, it says, I am the God, Elohim, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzhak, Elohei Yaakov. He is the Elohim, right? One of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the might, the power of the Trinity. But here, let's ride up with this right here, Dubois, today's daily psalm, with selected Hebrew highlights right here, today's daily psalm, according to royal order.
Psalm 50.
Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le'asaf, Asaf, 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 Asaf. Asaf.
The mighty God, mighty God, mighty God, mighty God.
El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, El Elohim, Adonai, 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 Adonai.
Even the Lord,
Adonai,
the Lord, has spoken.
Diber vayikra aretz,
and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. God hath shined.
Yavo
Eloheinu. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God. Even thy God, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Seeing thou hatest instruction, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, Then thou consentedst with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise, glorifieth me. To him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I show this.
Ar'enu ve'yesha Elohim.
Salvation of God.
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 Yes, yes, yes. Let's keep on the theme right here, Chavarim, right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 50. Now, the 50th psalm, I'm going to go through a kind of a brief overview, the context of the psalm. It's themed Yisrael, or Israel arraigned. You know, like, you know what arraignment is? Yeah. Israel arraigned. The arraignment of Israel. So we have to ask, well, why is Israel being arraigned? And as we read and study and we chant this psalm, also understand what the verse is, you know, what the chant, the eyes is for. So in verse 5, it's very interesting. Verse 5, we have it read, gather my saints together to me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Isfu li, Isfu, Asaf. We have Asaf. In fact, this is a mizmor li Asaf. A mizmor of Asaf. Asaf, one of the choristers in the time of Dawid HaMelech, King David. We know and also studied the order that King David helped to set, and also from these psalms and their forward, you know, kadima looking, we could say, spirituality, you know, even within it, the theology that will become more fully full in the Brit Chadasha sense. But we have mizmor, a chant, Isis, Li Asaf, Asaf the gatherer. We touch on some of the basics as we get into today's daily psalm on that. But here where it says, gather my saints together to me, Isfu, all of y'all, like all of them, right? Isfu li, for me, Chasidai, my Chasid, the Chasid. Chasid come from Chesed. Chesed is often translated as mercy in some places, but a little more better as loving kindness. So my pious ones, what we might call like the pious ones, but it can be brought out in translation as saint. Isfu li, chesedai, gather my saints together to me. Gather for I, li, isfu li, chesedai. Korte Bariti Ele Zabach. Korte Bariti Ele Zabach. Zabach. Those that have made a covenant. In the Hebraic sense, it's literally to cut a covenant. Karat. Right? Like to cut. Here, korte, the cutters, Bariti, the cutters. Right, they who have cut Bariti, you could say my covenant, those who have cut my covenant. It's an interesting sense, you know, of cutting a covenant. You know, it's almost like in the ancient sense of like making an agreement, or somebody say making a deal, making an agreement, cutting a covenant, those who have made a covenant. Korte Bariti Ele on or by way of Ele Zabach. Zabach, right here is sacrifice. Now, in the first instance of the berit, right? Berit in a kind of a plain English sense, both more of the Afro-Shemitic enunciation, Berit, Berit, Berit. In the first instance of the Berit, had been ratified by the offering of sacrifices, because it's in Shemot in Exodus chapter 24, around about verse 5. The phrase, some say, can also mean in the manner of sacrifice, elay, elay. All is like a pun or on, like people say on God, on this, on that. Well, on sacrifices, elay zabah, elay zabah. But some bring this out as in the manner of sacrifice, which form part of Ha Elohim's worship, Yahweh Eloheinu's worship, as prescribed by him, but had been abused by the people. So the whole principle of sacrifice has been abused by the people, even in latter day times. You know, we can also see that even in the word sound. You know, how ones might not have a true conception of what the word means, but we'll talk about sacrifices, like all the sacrifices. But what is really meant? When we look at the context scripturally, biblically, and according to even, you know, the ancients coming to our time, to be consistent with humanity, there's a certain idea of sacrifice, what it is. And for the Israelites, they were given prescription, script, that which was written, prescription and instruction, but had abused it. So this is what today's Daily Psalm says, Yisrael, Israel arraigned. You know, like somebody's arrested and then they are brought before, you know, a judge, the judge, here come the judge. He's coming to judge the earth. Here comes the before the judge for arraignment. Now, check that verse right there, verse 5 in today's Daily Psalm, along with verse 8, where it says, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices, and thy burnt offerings are continually before I will take no bullock out of thy house, where he goes into a descriptor. But in that verse there, as well as verse 14, where it says, offer to Elohim, it says God in translation, Zebach, Zebach l'Elohim, Toda. Now, it's interesting the Hebrew sense of this and what comes out in the translations here. We have to get the other sword, get the KJV right here, because we just want to be reminded of what the translation that we have become familiar with, right, over these 400 or so years, 1611 translation. In verse 14, it says, offer to God thanksgiving, okay, and pay thy vows to the Most High. Now, that's the English. Hear it again. Offer to Elohim thanksgiving, and pay thy vows to the Most High, KJV. From the Sefer Tehillim here, Hebrew, with the Hebrew and English side by side, the English says, offer to God the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The Hebrew says, zibach. Zibach, say zibach. Zibach is like an imperative. Like if I'm talking to a man and I'm saying like sacrifice in that sense, I would say zibach, not zabach. Zabach is he had sacrificed. So there's vowels are important and pointing is important for what the emphasis of the primary word sound is. Here it's zibach. Modern Hebrew they'll say zivach, zivach in modern Hebrew. More Afro-Shemitic pointing, zibach, 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 zibach. Sacrifice, le-Elohim, le-Elohim. To Elohim, todah, sacrifice. So this word is not really offer, just in the sense of offer, because there's the karab word, you know, for offer, which is a different sense, like to bring and present. But this offer here is specifically the offer that is understood as, quote, sacrifice. So in looking at the two translations, KJV says offer, and the Hebrew to English says offer, but the KJV says offer to God thanksgiving, right? The Hebrew says offer to God or Elohim the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The direct Hebrew says sacrifice, speaking to a male singular. Often Yisrael is spoken to sometimes as a collective man, like as one man. In some prophetic instances, spoken collectively as a woman. But here, within the Torah commandment sense, as a collective man. And it was all Yisrael as one man. So literally, it's like if understanding the Hebrew, it's like you might ask, well, why is it speaking just to one man? Because speaking to all Yisrael as one man, as like a corporate body. So that sense of ancient corporate law was even there within the spirit in a sense. So Zibach l'Elohim Toda. Now Toda, it doesn't say, literally doesn't say the sacrifice of thanksgiving. It literally says to sacrifice to the power, the almighty power, Torah. What is Torah? Torah, right, is thanks. Is thanks, thanksgiving, right? Giving thanks. When we say give thanks, in other words, that there, be grateful. Another way of bringing it out, right? Be grateful, but offer, right? Zibach l'Elohim Torah. And pay thy vows to the Most High. So here it says that there's the saints, the Hasidim, that are to be gathered, those who have cut a covenant or made a covenant, right? Elei Zabach, right? Then we get to verse 14, and it says, Zibach, to sacrifice what? To sacrifice to Elohim thanksgiving. But then there's the verses in between, right? The verses from 8 to 13. Because from 8 it says, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifice. So there's no reproof, you know, not concerning thy sacrifice do I reprove thee. The Hebrew sense, the sense of this, the spirit of the word is that I'm not, this reasonment here in today's psalm, what's the message here? Is there's a reproof, a rebuke in this Israel's arraignment, but it's not regarding sacrifices per se. Elohim proffers no charge. Remember, this is like a court setting. This is a judgment setting in Psalm 50. It's a judgment setting. It's a court setting. So Elohim, one of the parties, right, to this suit, so to speak, he proffers no charge that they had been negligent in the duty of bringing the ordained sacrifices. So they was going through the motions. You know what I mean? They went through the motions. They brought the ordained sacrifices that they had done regularly, even according to HaTorah, according to the directions, instructions. And yet they had failed, even by doing this, right, continually, you know, in the regular way, even as it was written. They did that part of their so-called religious duty. They were doing it almost like a religious duty, but yet they had failed to win his approval. And then he goes into more of the detail, right, in verses 9 to 13. Then it says this, Zibach l'Elohim Torah. So imagine killing all those animals, doing all that, but not truly giving thanks. Not truly all that blood, all that slaying, but not truly giving thanks, not truly being grateful. The sacrifice of thanksgiving, as it's called, or to sacrifice to Elohim thanksgiving, if worship begins and ends with the offering of animals, of the living creatures known as animals, well, it is hebel. Hebel, it is futile, it is vain. It is vain. The highest type of sacrifice that man, the human being, is able to bring to the almighty power is a heart grateful, right? Thankful, right? Thankful for all his love. And now here, within the Hebrew sense, we say his love in the context of Torah, this will be chasdo, like the chesed, chasdo, his loving kindness. That spirit, right? That irid of gratitude, of thanksgiving, must find an expression in ways additional to the offerings laid upon the altar. You know, not just laying upon the altar, going through that, but where's the heart, right? kind of not doing it hardcore, but going through the regular motions. Then it says right here, just to seal up the verse right here, and pay thy vows to the Most High, right? With shalem, modern Hebrew, with shalem le'elyon nedareka, with shalem le'elyon nedareka, with shalem, and pay. Notice that word shalem sounds a lot like shalom, shalom. Yeah, from the shilom. This is to pay, right? So shalom also has a payment sense in it. Did you know that shalom has a payment sense in it? Here we have where it says, and pay thy vows with shalem. And it was by giving and doing what you said you would do. Paying, fulfilling that is what makes peace, keeps it all holistic. With shalem le'elyon, to the elyon, to elyon, to the highest, and pay to the highest. With shalem le'elyon nidareka, nidareka. What's a nidareka? Nidareka, your vows. This is an alluding to, an allusion to the offering consequent upon a vow, according to HaTorah and Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 7, verse 16. But that is not the only kind of vows. There were different types of nedarim, right? Different types of vows. That was not the only kind of vow to HaElohim, to HaElohim, that man should make and loyally fulfill with shalem, make peace, right, with shalem pay, with shalem le'elyon nidareka. So it's an interesting contrast here, as the psalm does speak to sacrifice, but it also speaks to what is the true sacrifice, right? And that's the sacrifice of gratefulness, the sacrifice of thanksgiving. So hear, hear, hear today's daily psalm, giving a hallelujah. Let me share this again right here before we just get into the Tehillim overview. This is just to kind of seal this reasoning more. Here, this is a lookal audible, lookal batala, a small but very important ritual sacrifice right here. It speaks to psyche and symbol, right? Psyche, the soul.
The animal associated with the moon, as the lion is associated with the sun, typically is the bull, whose beautiful horns resemble or suggest the horns of the crescent moon. And as the moon dies to be resurrected, so in rituals, the bull is killed to be resurrected. You can't have new life unless you have old death. These things go together. And they're celebrated in the myths of, in the rituals of sacrifice, the bull sacrifice. In Egypt, in Mesopotamia, among the Greeks, and anywhere where there were bulls is frequently the prime sacrifice. It's charming in India when you see families in a little bullock cart going to a festival. The horns of the bullocks will be decorated. The horns of the bull are the lunar signs. The bull is associated with Shiva. Fraser in The Golden Bough, I think, has made the point irrefutably that the prime sacrifice in the old, early kingships was the king. This is the young Cretan king. You never see pictures of old Cretan kings. There's a cycle frequently of about 8 years associated with the cycle of the planet Venus, where the king is killed. This is the book, The King Must Die, which brings this thing forward. And then substitute for the king was the bull. In Egypt, for example, the Sed festival was a festival when a very special bull was sacrificed. Now, the attitude of the of antiquity to sacrifice is something that I don't think we can appreciate very well. The animal sacrificed or the young person sacrificed was perfect. Anyone with a flaw was unworthy to be sacrificed. And the big surprise, the thing that really lets you know that it's another psychology, comes when you read about the ball games of the Maya Indians. The ball courts, this is a ritual game, and the captain of the winning team was beheaded in the field by the captain of the losing team. It's the winner who is worthy to be sacrificed, and that is the climax of a life. I don't think, as captain of a basketball team, I would urge my team with great enthusiasm.
Yeah. No one said, what? But that's of these other people, other nations. Well, the righteous and wise and faithful understood these ancient and even modern psychology and connection with this earthly plane in which we live. For example, in today's Daily Psalm, just on that point about the bull right there, I think that was Joseph, was that Campbell right there, something called psyche, which is the Greek word for soul, psuche, psyche, and symbol. What we find in the Hebrew scriptures, especially within the Psalms, as today's Daily Psalm, is what I call, what Yadin calls, like verbal, Hebrew verbal hieroglyphs. You know, and we compare this, of course, Moshe learned in all the wisdom, Robenu, of the Tawi, the two lands, but let's bring it out right here. So coming out of that experience, even alluding to ancient Tawi called Kemet by some, or ancient Egypt, Mitzrayim, verse 9 says, I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds. This is interesting because the bullock, you know, we still got the bullock, talking about the bull or the far in one pointing, the far, and then we have the para, you know, a duma, the red heifer, you know, the red heifer. Sometimes we say the red hassle, you know, the red heifer, you know, but he says, I will take no bullock. What does this mean, Chavering? Just to zoom in on this before going through an overview here, but this particular scene, as in going through the Torah, will come across many, you know, areas of sacrifice or animals, and we need to get a better, a mature understanding of these things. Imagine being in a world where all of these ancient things was going on, but yet you choose Yahweh, Jah's way, truth, and life. And this is what the psalm seeks to remind Yisrael of. I will take no bullock, verse 9 right here. Where is it? Lo ekach, lo ekach. Lo ekach, ekach, from lakach, lakach, to take. Lo, no, ekach, ekach, I will take. Lo ekach, I will not take. Mi betika, mi betika, me from betika, from the eyes house. Now betika, betika, betika is speaking once again, as we mentioned elsewhere in verse 14, with zebach, is speaking to like a singular man, speaking to Yisrael in singularity, all of Israel as one man. So in hearing that, each of us, you know, it's like I and I and I, but all as one I right there. So it's here saying from thy house, speaking to a male, right? Lo ekach, speaking to Yisrael. Lo ekach, mi betika far, far, the far, a bullock. The absurdity of the popular view, there's a popular view that Ha'elohim, Ha'elohim, Yahuwah, Eloheinu needs the animals, the living creatures offered to him, is forcibly right here exposed in these verses in today's Daily Psalm. Now, on the other hand, an earthly king, remember how Yahuwah through Moshe, right, had warned the people, you know, like, okay, the time will come that you're going to want a king. But now when you have a king, you got to recognize what having a king entails, right? For example, an earthly king takes from his subjects whatever he wants, or without their consent. But this is not so with Ha'elohim, with Yahweh Eloheinu. He is saying right here that he will not do so. He who be who he be, who takes nothing from man. He don't take anything from man. You know, that's not already his, is what these verses are bringing out. On the contrary, all that man, that the human being and man, claims to own belongs in reality to him, right? And here in Yisrael's arraignment, these particular points of order are being brought out right here, here, here. Here, 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 the Tehillim, Yisrael's Israel arraignment, the intro.
Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. We have the noon song, Psalm L, the L song. They say, take an L. Well, in the English sense of an L, well, this is the L psalm. This is the 50th psalm. This is the noon psalm, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Malachias-edek, Melchizedek, the righteous king. Weep not, behold, line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Weep not, behold, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile, Salase, yes, I. Hag Adosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. We have Israel, arraigned. Israel's arraignment psalm right here, today's daily psalm. The subject of this Mizmor Le Asaf, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, Mizmor Le Asaf, Le Asaf, or Li Asaf, Li Asaf, Mizmor Li Asaf, a psalm of Asaf, Asaf, Asaf. What's the subject? The subject, the theme of today's daily psalm, Habarim, is Yisrael, Israel, arraigned. This is Israel's arraignment psalm. It's about judgment. Right? Israel's arraignment psalm. Right? So first, right, that judgment, first, Peter speaks about this as well in Peter's gospel, where he speaks about the judgment. Let's just bring this forward, the rhema word right here on the air. Today's daily psalm, the 50th psalm. So grab your pen, your paper, Bible, sacred scripture, B-I-B-L-E, have a willing and a repentive heart and mind. Give ear, give ear, give ear. Here we have in the first Catholicos epistle, universal, anniversary epistle of the apostle Petro, Kepha. Here in 1 Peter, just zooming in right here in 1 Peter, chapter 4, beginning off with verse 16, it says, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, and the new name, that precious name, new name, Rastafari, if any man suffer as a Christian, an anointed one, the Christ man, weep not, behold, Rastafari, revelation, the new and the precious name, if any man suffer as a Christian, and that new name, Rastafari, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify Exyavihir, sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. Let him glorify Elohim on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the Beta El, the Beta Exyavihir, the Beta El, the house of God, the Beta El, Bethel, the house of God. And if it first begin at us, at I, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel, the good news of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the good news of Egziab Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, Hear this word, Shema'ah, Shema'uli, Samunye. Listen. And if the righteous, the tzaddik, right, the tzaddikan, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly, the unjah-like, and the sinner and the akka appear?
Wherefore, let him that suffer according to the will of Exiarihid, according to the will of the sustainer, the good, the generous father, according to the will of Elohim, the true good, the true God, commit the keeping of their souls, their psyches, their souls, suke, their souls, nefesh, to him in well-doing, do good, as to a faithful creator, blameless creator, the faithful creator. So this word right here in connection to today's daily psalm, the noon psalm, Hebraically the noon psalm, Psalm L, the 50th psalm. First Peter says, for the time has come that judgments must begin at the Beit El, Bethel, the Beit El of Ha'el, of the house of the true good, the true God. And if it first begin at us, at I and I, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel? What shall the end be of those who don't obey the gospel, the good news of Ha'Elohim, of the true good, the true God, of Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. So we have Yisrael, Israel, arranged. Today's daily psalm. The subject of this psalm is one which is treated by several of the Nabim, the Navim, Nabiyayim, the Nabiyat, the Nabim, the prophets, vis-a-vis the faulty conception of Hymenot. There's a faulty conception, there's a misconception of the Hymenot, the true and the living faith held by the people, and especially held by Jah people. For some religion, or some might say spirituality, you know, and some might be misreading or mishearing the word and the teaching of His Divine Majesty. This is the subject of today's psalm, which is treated by the prophets, the faulty conception of religion, of the true religion, of Hymenot, which is held by the people, even by Jah people. For some, it consists in nothing more than the bringing of sacrifices, the bringing of sacrifices and sacrifices, while others pretended to be faithful to Jah's commands, but in private violated them. So, therefore, a court scene is described in which Ha'Elohim, the true good, the true God, Egeziav Her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab Her, Egeziav Her, acts as plaintiff and judge with Yisrael, with Israel, as the defendant. So get the scene, Chaberim. There's a court scene in today's daily psalm, which is described in which Jah acts as plaintiff and judge with Yisrael, with Israel. Even I and I have the new name as what? The defendant. His fault, Yisrael's fault, are exposed. And the true aim of religion, of a true religion, of the true Hymenot, the living faith of the King of Kings, Christ, is taught. It is now generally agreed that the conditions that are denounced in today's daily psalm, the 50th psalm, it relate to the 8th century, which called forth a similar censure and a rebuke from the prophets like Hosea, and Micah. So we have Isaiah, Hosea, and Micah, who also brought forward similar censures and rebukes against Jah people for their faulty conception or their misconception of religion. I'm not speaking about the world, the flesh, and the satanic seclorum out there. We're talking about Jah people. All right, so we have to apply this even to I and I, the new name of the precious name, the new name, Rastafari. What is your conception of religion vis-a-vis the teaching of His Divine Majesty, Garmawi, Kermawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem? What is your conception of Hymenot, the Imnet, the Emunah, the true Amen? Amen, Amen, Amen. We have the same lesson emphatically taught also by Samuel. Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. So the doctrine, the teaching, the didaskalia, right, the didaskalia, right, the Ethiopic didaskalia, the teaching, give us a teaching of his divine magic. We don't want no devil's philosophy. Give Ina the teaching, the Temheret Negusa Neges, the teaching of the King of Kings. So we have the same lesson emphatically taught by the prophet Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. So the doctrine, the teaching, was not unknown in the age of David, in the age of David, in the age of King David. And the errors, nothing new under the sun, the errors must have been current then. So it's important to give ear, because Yisrael, Israel, is arraigned right here in today's daily psalm, the noon psalm. So we have today's daily psalm. It has 23 verses, and it has some interesting parts. It's an arraignment. So there's parts to this arraignment. All right? We have the first section. Let's get an overview. The first section, verses 1 to 6. Ha Elohim. El Elohim, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, appears as Shofet, as Danya, as Danya Hoy, as Shofet, the Hebrew, judge, Danya, the Ethiopic, and from that we get the John Hoy. So, Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God. El Elohim Yahuwah, El Elohim Yahweh Yodhei Wehei, appears as judge. Verses 1 to 6, first part. And the second part, verses 7 to 15, above and beyond sacrifices, he who be who he be, his divine majesty, demands gratitude. Miskana, Torah, gratitude and trust. And trust, truth, truthfulness, gratitude and trust. That's the second part, verses 7 to 15, Habarim. In verses 16 to 21, the third part of Israel's arraignment in today's daily psalm, Psalm 50, verses 16 to 21, hypocrites and hypocrisy denounced, verses 16 to 21. And in verses 22 and 23, we have the final exhortation, the final build, the build up, the final build, or exhort, manet, to build. What's the final build? All right, within verses 22 to 23. So we have in today's psalm, today's daily psalm, Israel arraign, Israel's arraignment psalm. First part, verses 1 to 6, Jah appearing as judge. Now, in the superscription, we have Mizmor li Asaf, a psalm of Asaf. In addition to this psalm, Psalm 50, there's a group of 11 psalms from LXXIII to LXXXIII, from Psalm 73 to Psalm 83, that also bear this title, Mizmor li Asaf, a psalm of Asaf. Asaf was a contemporary of David, famous for his skill as a musician, and was one of those selected to superintend the musical arrangements when the ark, when the tabot, when ha'aron, when the ark was brought to Yerushalayim, when the ark was brought to Yerushalayim, when the ark was brought to the city of foursquare peace, as above, so below, that peace of Elohim and that peace of man. Now, the name Yisrael also has that idea. has wrestled with Elohim, has prevailed with Elohim, has prevailed with man, that peace with Elohim, that vertical relationship, and that peace with our fellow man, that horizontal relationship. So the true cross. So when the ark was brought to Yerushalayim, the city of peace, Shalem, dual peace, peace with Elohim and peace with man, the true cross. In 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 17, that's 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 17, David, he appointed him, Asaph, chief of the Lewim, chief of the Lewawian, chief of the Levites, who provided the muzika, the music. They provide the music, providing the music at the service, the avoda, the service, the kedase of Torah, of thanksgiving, of the miskana, the service of the miskana, of thanksgiving. We have this in First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 4, we have David appointing Asaph as chief, Aleka, of the Levites, Lewawian, who provided the musica, the music at the service, the aboda, the kedase, of thanksgiving, of the Torah in the Hebrew, Torah, miskana bamarinya, the miskana. And he, Asaph, is mentioned elsewhere in connection with the hekal musica, with the temple music, with the Beit Mikdash, the house of the holy, the Beit HaMikdash music. So the title does not necessarily always indicate authorship. So when we see a title, it doesn't always necessarily indicate authorship. Asaph probably began the compilation of a hymnal, which was added to by his descendants, some of whom also were famed as singers in the time of the exiles, as singers and players of the music, right, of the king's music. So we have Ezra chapter 2, verse 41 as a point of reference. So all the Asaph Psalms, so there are psalms that are known as the Asaph Psalm, today's daily psalm, Psalm 50, and Psalms 73 to Psalm 83 also bear the title Mizmor Li Asaph. So all the Asaph Psalms included in the Psalter, in the Mezmur Dawit, in the Book of Psalms, the Sefer Tehillim, are of the didactic type, of a teaching type, Timheret, Timhertawi, Talmud, more of a teaching, of a teaching type. So we have today's daily psalm, Yisrael, Israel, the man who sees the true good, the true God, Israel, Yashar-el, the upright of God, he who prevails, right, with Elohim and with man. Israel, arraigned, Israel's arraignment. Therefore, arise, court is now in session.
The case of oh yeah.
All rise. Court is now in session. All rise. Court is now in session.
Where the guilty must be exposed.
Beyesha Elohim. Mizmor Nun, Mizmor Le'asaf. El Elohim Adonai Diber Vayikra Aretz Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevo'o Mitzion Michlal Yofi Elohim Hofia Yavo Eloheinu Ve'al Yehrash Esh Lefanav Tochel Usevivav Nis'ara Me'od Yikra El Hashamayim Me'al Ve'el Haaretz Ladin Ammo Isfuli Hasidai Korete Veriti Ale Zavah Vayagidu Shamayim Tzidko Di Elohim Shofethu Sela Shim'a Ammi Va'adabbera Israel Va'aidabach Elohim Elohecha Anochi Lo Al Zebachecha Ochichecha Ve'olotecha Lenegdi Tamir Lo Ekach Mibetecha Far ממכלאותיך עתודים כי לי כל חייתו יער בהמות בהררי א' ידעתי כל עוף הרים וזיב שדי עמדי אם ארעב לא אומר לך כי לי תבל ומלואה האוכל בשר אבירים ודם עתודים אשתה זבח לאלוהים תודה ושלם לעליון נדריך וקראני ביום צרה אחלצך ותכבדני ולרשע אמר אלוהים מה לך לספר חוקי ותישא וריתי על יפיך ואתה שנאת מוסר ותשלך דברי אחריך אם ראית גנב ותירץ עמו ועם מנעפים חלקך איך שלחת ורעה ולשונך תצמיד מרמה תשב באחיך תדבר ובן אמך תתן דופי אלה עשית והחרשתי דמית היות אהיה חמוך הוכיחך וערך לעיניך בינונה זאת שוכחה אלוה אין אתרוף ואין מתחיל, זובח תודה יכבדני, ושם דרך הראנו וישע אלוהים.
Up to the light of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Nuwapik, Tamarians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see?
You see? The English language.
Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them.
Shalom, Chavarim, Shalom. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and after the order of Melchizedek, is the 50th psalm, which is themed Israel Arraigned, Israel's Arraignment Psalm, Israel's Arraignment, Ethiopia, Israel, the covenant people's arraignment psalm. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel? We have today's daily psalm, the noon psalm. This psalm, it takes the form of a covenant lawsuit, Israel's arraignment, a covenant, a lawsuit, in which Ha'adon, Adawan, Adonai, Adonai comes to confront Amo, comes to confront Hizbu, comes to confront his people. Adonai comes to confront his people in a formal manner, as we have in Yeshaya, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 1, verses 2 to 20. So this psalm, today's daily psalm, Israel arraigned. Yisrael's arraignment psalm takes the form of a covenant lawsuit in which Adonai comes to confront his people. Jah comes to confront his people in a formal manner. Now, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 to 20 gives us a context there. Adonai emphasizes that he places priority on obedience and genuine worship and genuine worship, not empty rituals or empty rites and rituals. So we have a context for today's daily psalm, and we went over the four parts of Israel's arraignment. Part one, Jah appears as judge, verses 1 to 6. Part 2, verses 7 to 15, above and beyond sacrifices, Jah demands gratitude, thanksgiving, gratefulness, and trust, gratitude and truth. Second part, verses 7 to 15, and then we have verses 16 to 21, hypocrites and hypocrisy denounce. In verses 16 to 21, hypocrites and hypocrisy denounce. The fourth part of today's daily psalm, Israel's arraignment psalm, verses 22 to 23, is the final build, the final exhortation, the final build. Now, what's interesting about today's daily psalm, when we consult the New Testament quotations collated with the Hebrew Old Testament scriptures, in today's daily psalm, the 50th psalm, we have a New Testament reference where this psalm is quoted. It's of interest because we have Psalm 50, verses 14 to 23. And he is connected with the thanksgiving, even in this time of the year. But the true, Jah's true thanksgiving, in the Hebrew referred to as the Todah. We say Todah Rabbah, thanks very much, Todah. In the Royal Amharic, we say Miskana, the Miskana offering. And we have a reference to Leviticus, the third book of Moses, of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Vayikra, the Sefer Vayikra. We have Leviticus chapter 7, verse 12. In connection with what ones might refer to as looking at Psalm 50 as a psalm, we can refer to verses 14 and verse 23 as the refrain, the azmach, bamarinya, we say the azmach or the refrain, the chorus line. But it's even more so than that, especially as we see the point of reference with Leviticus chapter 7, verse 12. So the New Testament point of reference is thanksgiving. The New Testament point of reference is that Adonai emphasizes that he places priority on obedience and genuine worship and not on empty rites and rituals. See, rites and rituals, it's not essentially about rites or rituals, but it's a function of the heart. So rites and rituals have their role and their responsibility, the rites and the rituals, but not the emptiness, when they become empty rites and rituals. So therefore, Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 to 20, as well as 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. So let's make reference right here as we get into today's daily psalm, a couple of key first words. I'm not going to go through it verse by verse, Chaverim, but we're going to focus on the first three verses and verses 14 and verse 23, along with the points of reference already mentioned, Leviticus 7 and 12. But first up, let us look at 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, and it reads, "And Samuel said, Has Adonai delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of Jah, as in obeying the voice of Yod Heh Weh Heh Yahweh, He who be who He be, His divine majesty. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken to Shema, to give ear. He who have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit, the Ruach, the Menfes, the Irit, the Spirit, even the Spirit of Truth, says to the churches. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams." So we have 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. The same lesson is emphatically taught by Samuel. The doctrine, the teaching, was not unknown in the age and the time of Dawid and David. As we say, there's nothing new under the sun. Therefore, the errors must have been current then, because this psalm treats the faulty and addresses the faulty conception or the misconception of religion, the misconception of religion and spirituality. Some people play word games and they say, oh, woo, 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 they don't deal with religion, they deal with spirituality. As though by just saying spirituality instead of religion, that in and of itself proves a faulty conception. That in and of itself proves a faulty conception of religion. What is religion? What is true religion? See, we need to speak about true religion, not just religion. Whose religion? Whose religion? And let's speak on true religion. But there's a faulty conception of religion which is treated by this psalm, as well as the prophets, as well as we have Samuel, we have Isaiah, we have Hosea, we have Micah. And this psalm here, it gives in one view an overview of the charges that Adonai addresses his people. It's a covenant lawsuit. It's an arraignment. So we have Samuel testify, "Hath the Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying." Now it's interesting that word obey links with to hear, right? To hear and to obey, as in obeying the voice. The voca, the voice, the call, the voice, the call, the voice of Egziah Beher, the sustainer, the good, the generous father, the Yahweh, He who be, we be, His divine majesty. Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Now, check this out. Verse 23, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23, "For rebellion is as the sin, the chatiat, hachet, the lack, the falling short, the missing of the mark, the uckery, for rebellion is as the uckery of witchcraft, rebelling against Yahweh, truth and life, and the word, the logos of Yeshua HaMoshiach. It's witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. And these are the words that the prophet Samuel said to Saul. He said, because thou hast rejected the word, the davar, the logos, the logic of the Yahweh, of He Who Be Who He Be, His Divine Majesty, He hath also rejected thee from being king. He rejected Shaul, Saul. Now that link right there is also in connection with the big picture. But let's zoom in. Let's zoom in right here, Habarim, just to address that right here in today's daily psalm. And let's address the first three verses, first three or so verses of today's daily psalm, and also the point of reference in verses 14 and 23, which is the refrain and points to gratitude. We have offer, zibach l'Elohim, Torah, with shalem l'Elyon, nidareka, offer to Elohim, the true good, the true God, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, the sacrifice of Torah, the sacrifice of Miskana, and pay thy vows with shalem l'Elyon, nidareka, thy vows, pay nidareka, thy vows to Elyon, to the Most High, with shalem l'Elyon, nidareka. So speaking off here with the first three verses of today's daily psalm to get a good groundation of this psalm, this arraignment psalm, this covenant lawsuit psalm. We have the first verse. So we're going to compare the Hebrew with the KJV, King James Version, a psalm of Asaph. Mizmor li Asaph. A psalm of Asaph. The mighty God, even, the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. El Elyon Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aretz Mi Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mibau Ad Mibau El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra aretz mi mizrach shemesh ad nibo'o el Elohim Yahuwah el Elohim Adonai has spoken and called the earth el Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aretz, from the rising of the sun, Mi Mizrach Shemesh, to the going down thereof, Ad Mibo, to the going down thereof. God, the Lord. In the Sefer Tehillim, the translation from the Hebrew we have in the KJV, the mighty God, El, we have El, Elohim, El, Elohim, Yahuwah, El, Elohim, Yahuwah, Diber, Vayikra Aretz, have spoken, Diber, Diver, he has spoken, Vayikra Aretz, and called the earth. So we have the Hebrew, El Elohim, Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, El Elohim Adonai, representing the deity, the divinity in three aspects. El Elohim Tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, representing the divinity, the deity in three aspects, namely the mighty one, El Ha-El, the El Ha-El, 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 El, the mighty one, Elohim, the judge, Adonai, the gracious one, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, Yahweh, Yahuwah, the covenant name, the Tetragrammaton, Yod-Heh Weh-Heh. Now often, Judaically speaking, the Tetragrammaton is not invoked by many, and those of us who do, as we teach on it and as we speak basic, we will say Adonai often instead of saying Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, or instead of overly saying Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, the Yahweh Yahuwah name. So we have El Elohim Adonai. El Elohim Adonai. Diver Vayikra Aretz. Mi Mizrach Shemesh. Adame Bo. The combination El Elohim Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh. This combination is also found in Yehoshua and Joshua, Joshua 22 and 22. The psalm, the Mizmor here, it begins with a majestic heaping together of the divine names, the Hashemot, the divine names, as if a herald or one who goes before were proclaiming the style and the title of a mighty king at the opening of a solemn assize, at the opening of a solemn assembly. El Elohim Yahuwah Diber Vayikra Aretz Mimizrach Shemesh Ada Bo. El Elohim Adonai has spoken and called the earth, have spoken, Diber, 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 have spoken in his summons to Yisrael, in his summons to Ethiopia, Israel, to appear in judgment, called the earth, calling the earth to attend the tribunal and to learn the lesson which was to be derived from the proceedings. Although the delinquencies of Yisrael, of Ethiopia, Israel, are to be tried, Elohim, the true good, the true God, Egziah, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, is concerned with all humanity and desires that they should understand and understand and come to the overstanding of his will. So all, and we say all, receive the call to be present from one end of the earth, from one end of the earthly plane to the other. So here we have the first verse. Yisrael's God, Yisrael's Elohim, is here identified with three, a trinity of names, El, Elohim, and Yahweh, and Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, 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 or often translated the Lord and sometimes invoked as Adonai. Now, as we mentioned, there's an obvious allusion here to Joshua 22 and 22, the only other passage where these three names appear in succession. El Elohim Yahweh. El Elohim Yahweh Yod-Heh Weh-Heh. Now, in that passage that we have in Joshua 22 and 22, the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half tribe of Manasseh, they make a declaration. They declare, El, God the Lord, El, God the Lord, El Elohim, Yahweh. He knows the truth. Israel must also know. If we have rebelled or disobeyed Adonai, don't spear us today. This is what they say. They say, El Elohim Yahweh, El Elohim Yahweh. He knows the truth. Yisrael must also know. If I and I have rebelled or disobeyed Adonai, don't spear us today. In that context, the other tribes had accused the Transjordanian tribes, speaking about Reuben, speaking about Gad, speaking about the half-tribe of Manasseh. They had been accused of breaking John's covenant by worshiping idols. Now, the Transjordanian tribes, they appealed to who? They appealed to the Trinity of names, El Elohim Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yahweh, El Elohim Adonai, as their witness that they were innocent of the charges brought against them. Now, ironically, in a divine sense of irony right here in today's daily psalm, Israel's arraignment psalm, Israel arraigned, the covenant lawsuit psalm, Psalm 50, we have El Elohim Yahweh accuses his sinful, his akful covenant people of violation, of violating the covenant, and warns that he will not spear them if they persist in their rebellion. Now he calls the earth from the sunrise to its going. Mi yemizarach shemesh ad mi bo'o, calling the earth, calling earth, calls earth from sunrise. Mi mizarach shemesh. Calling the earth from sunrise, ad mi bo, to the going, ad mi bo, to the going. So we have the first verse right here, the second verse of today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, out of Zion, the perfection of beauty. Elohim hath shined. Mi Zion, Miklala Yofi, Elohim Hofia, Elohim Hofia. Out of Zion, Mi Zion, Miklala Yofi, the perfection. Miklal Yofi, of beauty. Elohim Hofia, Elohim hath shined forth. The perfection of beauty. Miklal Yofi, the perfection of beauty. Where? Mi Zion. From Zion, Mi Zion, Miklal Yofi, the abode of the Shekinah, the Shekinah of Yahweh, he who be who he be, where HaTorah goes forth to the world, where his direction, his instruction, HaTorah, goes forward to the world. Mi Zion, Miklal Yofi, perfection of beauty. We have Psalm 48, round about verse 3. Psalm 48, right? Also this sense of that perfection, perfection of beauty, and Elohim Hophia, Elohim Hophia, Elohim shining forth. As the sun illuminates the earthly plane, so Elohim, the true good, the true God, brings light and illumination to the human mind and soul. In Psalm 80, round about verse 2, and in Psalm 94, round about verse 1, we have this same idea of Elohim, the true good, the true God, Hophia, shining and shining forth his illumination, divine illumination upon the heart and the mind. Now, the passage in Deuteronomy, the fifth book of Moses, Deuteronomy 33 and 2, it seems to have been in the psalmist's mind, shining forward, comes in splendor. The psalmist alluding ironically to Deuteronomy 33 and 2, where Elohim, the true good, shining forth from Sinai, and comes to superintend Moshe's baraka, Moses' blessing, his blessing of the tribes, even the Israelites. So we have the third verse right here, Habarim. Our Elohim, Eloheinu, Yabo Eloheinu, our Elohim cometh, Ve'al Yecherash, Ve'al Yecherash, and doth not keep silence, Eish Lefanayo, a fire before him, Tokel, a fire devoureth, eateth before him, Eish Lefanayo, Tokel, Usa Bibayo, Usa Bibayo, Nisa Era Meod, and round about him, Usa Bibayo, Usa Vivayo, Usa Bibayo, Nisa Era Meod, and round about him, it stormeth mightily, a mighty storm round about him. He doth not keep silence, Eloheinu, Ve'al Yecherash, Yabo Eloheinu, Ve'al Yecherash, doth not keep silence, being a Elohim of righteousness. He cannot tolerate hypocrisy and moral corruption. Eish lefanayo tokel, a fire devoureth, eateth up before him. Flashes of lightning and peals of thunder. These are the usual setting of his, of he who be, who he be's manifestation. Thunder and lightning. The flashes of light, the peals of thunder, the fire, the Eish lefanayo tokel, Eish, fire. Our Elohim shall come. Our Elohim, Yabo Eloheinu, cometh and shall not keep silence. Ve'al Yecherash. A fire shall devour, shall eat, tokel, shall eat, lefanayo, eish, lefanayo, tokel. A fire shall devour, shall eat before him, and it shall be very, very, very tempestuous, round about him. Usa bibayo, Nisera, very tempestuous, Meod, Nisera, Meod, Where? Round about him. Usabibayo, usabivayo. So now, according to some, this is a Jusuf, right? It's like a mild command in the Semitic. But note the negative particle. You know, al, we have, he would not keep silent. Al yeherash. It's used rhetorically here to express the conviction that something cannot or should not happen. So the idea of our Elohim cometh and doth not, and he cannot, and he should not, because he cannot keep silence, because he cannot tolerate hypocrisy. So that idea, he doth not keep silent, has more of an emphasis hebraically, and he cannot. There's a conviction expressed that he cannot keep silent, and he should not keep silent. The fire before him devours, and around him is very, very, very stormy.
Very storm. 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 Very storm.
My advice to all,
advice to all,
advice to all,
advice to all,
is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
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 In my distress, I
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. 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 In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. 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 Himself.
Now when we say Miskana, Miskana in Amharic, in the Royal Amharic Bible of the Metzaf Kedus, of Ketamah, we had a Salah say, Miskana is thanks, thanksgiving. And today's daily psalm, we have Miskana. This is going to be a segue to the reading and the Aliyah of today's psalm, the 50th psalm. But here, focusing on the New Testament collations and quotations. Now, this is not overtly quoted, but it's the spirit. It's the spirit of the new. It's the spirit of the new covenant. And here in today's daily psalm, the noon psalm, we have the chorus line or the refrain of the Mizmor, Mizmor li Asaf, Asaf Mizmor. We have Psalm 50, verses 14 and 23, which reads in the KJV, offer to God thanksgiving and pay thy vows to the Most High. In the Masoretic Hebrew, Zebach. Zebach l'Elohim Todah, v'shalem l'Elyon nedareka, offer to Elohim, Zebach l'Elohim, l'Elohim, Zebach l'Elohim Todah, offer to Elohim, the true good, the true God, the sacrifice of thanksgiving, Zebach Elohim, sacrifice to Elohim, Torah, Torah. Literally in the Hebrew, it's Zebach, sacrifice. Elohim to Elohim, Torah, Torah. Thanksgiving, thanksgiving. Bamarinya in the Royal Amharic, we have Le'egziaviher Yemiskanan Mesuaita Sewa. To the sustainer, the good, the generous father, le egziav her yemiskanana mesuaita sewa, offer, offer to sacrifice to the sustainer, yemiskanana mesuait, yemiskanana mesuait sewa, offer to the sustainer, offer to the source, offer to the true good, the true God. Miskana, the sacrifice, the offering of thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. Now the connection with Leviticus chapter 7, verse 12 is this. We have the offering and the offerings and the law, the Torah of the offerings in the third book of Moses, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, the handbook of the priests, and the fifth kind of offering is the shelamim. The shelamim are the peace offerings. Shelamim, the peace offerings. Leviticus 7:11, and this is the law, the Torah, the direction, the instruction of the sacrifice of shelamim, of peace offerings, which he shall offer le'egziavir, to sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, that he shall offer to Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, he who be, we be, his divine majesty. Verse 12, if he offered for a thanksgiving, for a Torah, in the Hebrew, Torah, the thanksgiving, the Miskana, Bamarinya, in the Amharic, the Miskana, the thanksgiving, if he offer it for a thanksgiving, then he shall offer it with the sacrifice of thanksgiving. The sacrifice of Torah, the Miskana Meswa'it, Meswa'it, the Miskana Meswa'it, the Miskana sacrifice, unleavened cakes mingled with oil, and unleavened wafers anointed with oil, and cakes mingled with oil of fine flour fried. Beside the cakes, verse 13, he shall offer for his offering leavened bread with the sacrifice of Torah, with the sacrifice of Miskanah, of his peace offerings, of his Shalamim, the Dehna offerings, the peace offerings. So this connection here that we have, the main verse, Leviticus 7 and 12, compare with today's daily psalm, Psalm 50, verse 14 and verse 23. Verse 14 and verse 23. We have verse 14 and verse 23 here at verse 14. Zebach le'Elohim Todah. V'shalem le'Elyon Nedareka. The sacrifice of thanksgiving, of Todah in the Hebrew, Miskana in the Amharic. If worship begins and ends with the offering of animals, the offering of debtors, of animals, it is futile. The highest type of sacrifice which man, the human being, is able to bring, Le'Elohim, to the true good, the true God, is a heart grateful, full of gratitude for all his love. That perception, right, that presence, that face, that presence, that perception, right, because it's more than just a feeling, it's a presence, right, it's a consciousness, right, that sentiment, right, of gratitude, of gratefulness must find expression in ways additional to the offerings laid upon the Mizbeach, upon the altar, the Mesawiyah, upon the altar. Pay thy vows with shalem, from shalom, with shalem, make peace, to pay, with shalem, and pay, le'elyon, and pay to Elyon, pay to the Most High, le'elyon, nidareka, pay thy vows, I vows, I male vows, le'elyon, with shalem, le'elyon, Nidareka. The allusion here to the offering consequent upon a vow. Upon a vow, according to Leviticus, the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book of Leviticus, the Sefer Vayikra, Leviticus 7 and 16. In 7 and 16, pay thy vows, because here it's alluding to the offering that is consequent upon a vow, a nidah. It says here, Nidareka, the I vow, with Shalem, Le'elyon, Nidareka. But that is not the only kind of vow to Elohim, to the true good, the true God, which man should make and loyally and faithfully fulfill. Let's look at verse 23, Chaburim. This is in the section, the fourth part of today's daily psalm, the final verse, and it's part of the final exhortation, and the final two verses. Now consider this, y'all that forget, Elohim. Binuna zot. Some will point that Shokhei, Eloha. Now consider this, y'all, that forget Eloha, pen, et rof, ve'ein matzil, lest I tear in pieces and there be none to deliver. Verse 23. Zobeach, Torah. Zobeach Torah, whoso offereth sacrifice, Zobeach Torah, whoever offers sacrifice of thanksgiving, of Torah, of gratitude, of Miskana, Yekabadanini, honoreth, Yekabadanini, honoreth, glorifieth I. With Sham, Derek, Ara, Enu, Be, Yesha, Elohim, to him that ordereth his way aright, with Sam, Sika, with Sam, Derek, with Sam, Derek, Ara, Enu, with Sam, Derek, Ara, Enu, Be, Yesha, Elohim. We sam derek areenu de yesha Elohim, and to him that ordereth his way ordering I and I way aright and righteously in just sight. Whoso offereth praise, KJV has, whosoever offereth praise glorifieth me. The Hebrew is more correct right here in the Royal Amharic reflects that. Miskana Yamisawa Ya Kabrenya. Whoso offereth Miskana, Miskana Yamisawa Ya Kabrenya, glorifieth I, honoreth, honor and glory. The word is one and the same in the Afro-Semitic, honor and glory. So when you see honor in most cases, and the translation can also be glory. So whoso offereth miskana, Torah, thanksgiving, honoreth I. Whoso offereth praise, Isis, miskana, yemisawa, yakavrenya, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright, will I shew the salvation of Egziaria, the sustainer, the good, the generous father. Ye Egziaria Rin, Madan, La Ersu, Ye Ma Sayyebet Menged, Kaziale. So we have here, in a fine conclusion of the psalmist declares, and I and I is declaring right here the true principles of Haimano, the living faith, the Tawahido faith in all ages. In worship, what is needed is a thankful heart. And for the obtaining of salvation, a faithful and devoted, and I voted life, and I voted liberty. Again, in fine conclusion, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the arraignment psalm. Israel, 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 Ethiopia. Are ye not as the children of the Ethiopian and the male children of Israel? The arraignment psalm, concluding here, the declaration here, the true principles here of Haimanotes, of true religion, of the living faith in all ages. In worship, in the worship, in the service, what is needed is a thankful heart, heartical. And for the obtaining of salvation, that preservation, salvation, and the victory of good over evil, a faithful and a devoted, I voted life and liberty. Whoso offereth, Zobeach, Zobeach, whoso offereth, abbreviation we have of verse 13, in today's daily psalm 13 and 13:14, summarizing the lessons of the Mizmor, the sinner, the Akka, the one who falls short of that mark, the true cross, is urged to repent, is urged to have a change of thought and thinking, right? A change of mind to repent, to shuv, to turn from the astray way, and to return to Yahweh, truth and life, to repent, to avoid the punishment which must follow on guilt and guiltiness, but more especially that he may have the joy of bringing a miskana offering, the joy of bringing a Torah sacrifice, a thanksgiving sacrifice, as a token of reconciliation. Reconciliation with Elohim, the true good, the true God, the source, and so have a part in his salvation, in his Yeshua, in his victory, the victory of good over evil. Ordereth his way aright. And to him that ordereth, KJV has, his conversation aright. Hebraically speaking, it is ordereth away. He ordereth away. With Sam Derek with some direct, ordereth a way that's in conformity with John's will. Ordering a way, whichever way you choose, make it be in conformity with John's will for humanity, with Elohim, the true good, the true God's will. With some derek areenu, be Yesha Elohim, areenu, be Yesha Elohim. Will I show areenu? Will I show be Yesha in the salvation, in the saving, in the Yesha, Yeshua, in the salvation, the victory, be Yesha Elohim, in the salvation of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the Yeshua, the King of Kings, Christ, the salvation of Elohim. Since Elohim is the speaker, we, I and I, should expect my salvation. Since Elohim is the speaker here in today's daily psalm, we should expect it to be my salvation instead of B'yesha Elohim. He says, Areenu, I will show B'yesha Elohim. I will show in the salvation. I will show, I will reveal in the salvation B'yesha Elohim. One would expect I will shew or show my salvation. But here it says, I will shew the salvation or in the salvation, be Yesha Elohim, 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 Elohim. A change in grammatical person of this kind is very common in the Hebrew, especially very common for the Holy Hebrew Trinity. Hashalush HaKadosh, Torah, Torah Rab, Torah Rab, Torah Rab, Torah Rab, Torah Rab.
Reggae fire, yeah. It's time for Israel to praise their King, Almighty Elohim. We know that the times are changing.
Your voice is empty in Yahshua's name.
Yes, 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 yes. Sacrifice to Elohim. Todah. Todah. Thanks. Thanksgiving. Miskana, Miskana. And pay thy vows to Elyon. Here, here, here. That was Ross Shiloh here. Tony Rebel. Nazarene Vow. Today's daily psalm right here, here, here on the outro right here. Yes, sir. Rastafari.
Mazmur 49, በቅንነት 50 የአሳፍ መዝሙር። የአማልክት አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ተናገረ። ከፀሐይም መውጫ ጀምሮ እስከ መግቢያዋ ድረስ ምድርን ጠራ። ከክብሩ ውበት ከጽዮን እግዚአብሔር ግልጽ ሆኖ ይመጣል። አምላካችን ይመጣል ዝምም አይልም። እሳት በፊቱ ይቃጠላል፣ በዙሪያውም ብዙ አውሎ አለ። በላይ ያለውን ሰማይን ምድርንም በሕዝቡ ለመፍረድ ይጠራል። ከእርሱ ጋር ለመሥዋዕት ኪዳን የቆሙትን ቅዱሳኑን ሰብስቡል። ሰማያት ጽድቁን ይናገራሉ፣ እግዚአብሔር ፈራጅ ነውና።
هزبي سمعني لنقرب اسرائيلم سمعني لمسكرب عملاك استني عملاك هني سلك قربانه يمزل فهيدا له يمي قتل مسواته كل جزيه بفيتينه كبيته فريدان كمن دهم اورافي يرن على صدر يمدر بداراويش هلو بشي تراراوش عبلون ساسوچم يني ذاتشونا يسمعي لأوا هلو اوقات يمدر بداراويشم بني زندناتشو براب ملان تال نقره علم النام واللاو يني نونا يفريداون السقابة لعلهن يفيرون السدم اتقع لهن لك زيابر يمسقانان مسوعات سوا للول مسلتهن ست بمكراك انتراي عادنهم مالو انتم تاكبرين يالو هاتيا تنياون قنك زيابر علو لمن انته جين تناكر علو كدانينم بافه لمن توسد علو انت استقسات انتالا قالو چنم ودفالا قال ليباون بايه جزي كرسوغار تروت نبا اجل فانتهنم كامن زروش غارا در عفوه كفاتنا بزا عند بتهم شنگلان تبتا فكم تهل وندمهن عمهو لنا تهم لج انتفاتانو ايهن نادرقه زمانه انين دانتا اهون زند ترتا ازل فعلم بفي تهم قمال زيابيرن يمترسو نانتا يهن نستولو على زياجيني نتقال يميادن ميلم مسقانان يمي سوا كبرن يال يك زيابيرن ما دان الارسو يما سايبت منجد تزيال
Yes, yes, as the Isle of Script say, if one speak in a tongue, whether unknown or not well known, pray that one may interpret. So right here, here's a brief Amharic and English King of Kings Bible alongside the KJV on the outro right here, here, here. Yes.
Bism Ab, Wawelit, Wamenfes Kadu, Sahadu Amlak. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one source. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order. The Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king, weep not, behold, the line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, weep not, behold, Karmawi, Karmawi, Hala Selase, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof, and hear from the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Hala Selase version, alongside with the KJV, we have the Mezmore Dawit, Amsa, 50th Psalm, today's daily psalm. Israel, Israel, arraign, arraignment psalm of Israel. And are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, Naum Yahuwah, oracle of Exiavihah, the stain of the good father. So today's daily psalm, a covenant lawsuit psalm, a psalm of Asaph. Superscription, yeah, Asaph. Mezmor, yeah, Asaf, Mezmor, Mizmor, Li, Asaf, Psalm of Asaf, 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 Asaf. Yamalikt Amlak, Ekziavir Tenagre, Kutzahayim Ochajem Roska, Megbiawa, Deres, Midrint, Arat. The mighty God, even the Lord, hath spoken and called the earth, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof. Ya amalikta amlak egziavi her tenagre, Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God hath shined. Kakabru veta kazion ekaziavi hera gilitahono yimetal. Amlakachin yimetal. Zimimailim. Isata befita yikatalan. Bezuriawuma bezu aulo ale. Our Elohim. Our Amlak. Our source. Amlakachin yimetal. Our Amlak, our source, shall come and shall not keep silence. Zimim Ail, a fire shall devour before him. Issata befita yikatalan, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. Bezuriawuma bezu aulo al. Amlakachin yimetal, zimimail, isata befitik atalal, bezuriawuma bezu aulo ale. Belai alawina samayina midrinim, behizbua le mefreda yitaral. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth that he may judge his people. Belai yalowin samayin midrinim behizbu le mefredi yitaral. Ka arsugar le meswa ita kidana yekomutin kedusanin sebisbulet. Gather my saints together to gather to I, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Ka'ar sugar le meswa'ita kidan yekomutin kedusanunna sebasbulet. Samayat tzidkuna yinagralu. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness for God, for Ekaziavihar, the sustainer, the generous Av, the generous Father, is judge himself, Selah. Samayata tzidkuna yinagralu. Ekaziavihar, farajnawina. Hisbe, samanye. Lina garih, Israelim, smanye, li mesakribih, amlakisayne, hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. Hizbe Samanye Lin Garih Israelim Samanye Lia Mesakaribi Amlakisaine Amlakihineng Sile Kurbanihi Yema Zalifi Ayadelehum Yemiya Katella Meswaitihi Hulgize Befiteno. I will not reprove thee, I, for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been itinually before me, before I. Sile korbanih yema zalifih ayadallahum yamik atella meswa'itih hul gizeh befiteno. Kabetih fridana ka men gahim auraf yalin ala wasdim. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of thy folds. Kabetih fridan ka men gahim auraf yalin ala wasdim. Yemidre bedan rawi tohulu veshi tarao chayalu insisochim yene nachuna. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Yemidre bedan rawi tohulu veshi tarao chayalu insisochim yene nachuna. Yesamayina. Awa fohulu aukalo. Yemidre bedara witim benezenach. I know all the fowls of the mountains, the birds of the mountains. Yes, Mayin, awa fohulu aukalo. And the wild beasts of the field are mine. Yemidre bedara wita benezenach. Be'arabim le'ante ala negrehim alemina mulao yene nawina. If I were hungry, be'arabim, I would not tell thee, the I, le'ante ala negrehim. For the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Alemina mulao yene nawina. Yefrida winna siga ibelalehun. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Le egziali her ye miskanana meswa ita sawa. Le luulima siletihina sit. Offer to egziali her, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, thanksgiving. Miskana. Le egziali her ye miskanana meswa ita sawa. And pay thy vows to the Most High. Le l'ulima s'iletihina sit b'mekrak ena k'rany adinihimalo antema takabrenyale. And call upon I in the day of trouble. I will deliver, I deliver thee I, and thou shalt glorify, honor I, glorify I. Bemekrak enatrany adinihimalo antema takabrenyale. Hat yatinyawin gin ekziavir alo. Lemin ante higinat nagrale kidaninima beafi lemin tuwasale. But to the wicked, the ratchet, to the white ratchet, the wicked, Exiariher, the sustainer, the generous, the good father, saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth? Chat yatenyawin again, Exiariher alo. Leminante higainat nagrale. Kidaninima be'afi, lemin tuastale. Ante sa te gasas enet ella. Kaloche nima wode khwala t'ale. Seeing thou that I hatest instruction and castest my words behind thee, the I. Ante sa te gasas enet ella. Kaloche nima wode khwala t'ale. Lebawina bayehi gize karsugar terota nebr idilla fennatahinima ka amenez roch gara dereg. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him and hast been partaker with adulterers. Lebawina bayehi gize karsugar terota nebr. Idilla fenna tahinim ka ameniz roch gar adareg. Afi kufatina beza andebetim Shengelana Tebetebe. Thou givest thy mouth to evil. Afih Kafatina Beza, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Andebetehim Shengelana Tebetebe. Tekem eh Wendemihina Maho. Lenatim Alija in Kefatanori. Thou thy sittest and speakest against thy brother. Tekem teh Wendemihina Maho. Thou slanderest thine own mother's son. Lenatim Alija in Kefatanori. Yihina dergeh zimalhu ine hinde ante honzena teret erih izalifahalo befitehim ikomalo. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself. But I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thine eyes. Yehina dergeh zimalhu. Ine indante on zenat retr. Izalifahalo mefitehim komalo. Egeziavi harina yemitaresu inante. Yehina satolu alaziagin yenatikal yemiadnim yellem. Now, consider this, y'all, that forget Egeziavi had sustained the good, the generous Ab Father, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver, there be none to I liver. Egeziavi harina yemitaresu inante yihinas taulu aleziagina yinetikal yemiyadinim yellem. Miskana yemisawa yakabrenyal ye egeziavi harina madan le arsua yemasai yibeta menged kazial. Whoso offereth praise, Isis glorifies, I honoreth me. And to him that ordereth his conversation, his way aright, will I shew the salvation of Egeziavir, the salvation of the sustainer, of the generous, the good Ab, the good Father. Miskana yemisawa yakavrenyal ye egeziavi herin madan le arsua yemasai yebeta menged kazia al.